Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Mark 7. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, and they saw some of his disciples eating with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. Now, in holding to the tradition of the elders, the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat until they wash their hands ceremonially. And on returning from the market, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions for them to observe, including the washing of cups, pitchers, kettles, and couches for dining. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders? Instead, they eat with defiled hands." Jesus answered them, "Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. They teach as doctrine the precepts of men.' You have disregarded the commandment of God to keep the tradition of men." He went on to say, "You neatly set aside the command of God to maintain your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death.' But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever you would have received from me is korban,' that is, a gift devoted to God, he is no longer permitted to do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by the tradition you have handed down. And you do this in so many such matters." Once again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "All of you, listen to me and understand. Nothing that enters a man from the outside can defile him, but the things that come out of a man, these are what defile him." After Jesus had left the crowd and gone into the house, his disciples inquired about the parable. "Are you still so dull?" he asked. "Do you not understand? Nothing that enters a man from the outside can defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but it goes into the stomach and then is eliminated. Thus all foods are clean." He continued, "What comes out of a man, that is what defiles him. For from within the hearts of men come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, debauchery, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. All these evils come from within, and these are what defiles a man." Jesus left that place and went to the region of Tyre. Not wanting anyone to know he was there, he entered a house, but was unable to accept their notice. Instead, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit soon heard about Jesus, and she came and fell at his feet. Now she was a Greek woman of Syrophoenician origin, and she kept asking Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children have their fill," he said, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she replied. "Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then Jesus told her, "Because of this answer, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found her child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Then Jesus left the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. Some people brought to him a man who was deaf and hardly able to speak, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. So Jesus took him aside, privately, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed deeply and said to him, "Ephphatha," which means, "Be opened." Immediately, the man's ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them, the more widely they proclaimed it. The people were utterly astonished and said, "He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is God's word. The Pharisees and teachers of the law were careful to observe the ceremonial washings that other men had created. We saw that in verses 1 through 4. And because they were careful to maintain this ceremony, they were offended when Jesus and his disciples did not follow that ceremony, according to verse 5. Jesus used their complaint to charge them with hypocrisy, for holding religiously to man-made traditions while looking for religious reasons to avoid doing God's will. We saw that in verses 6 through 13. Christ used the specific example of Korban to illustrate this sinful choice. Let me explain what Korban is. One of the Ten Commandments was to honor your father and mother, as we saw in verse 10 here in the Gospel of Mark. We teach this command to children, and of course it does apply to them. But the command was originally given to adults, and that suggests that there were responsibilities that adults had to their parents. Honoring one's parents may mean giving them financial assistance as they get older. Their society had no concept like retirement, and no financial way to prepare for getting older in many cases. So an elderly person would have to work until he or she died, or live on the support of their children. Jesus applied the command to honor your parents to this kind of financial support, to Christ. If you want to honor your parents, you'd better share your home, your food, and your income with them when they have needs. And this is a very logical application of the commandment to honor your parents. But the most religious people in Jesus' society found a way to use their religious rules to render themselves unable to help their parents. That's what Korban is. And here's what they would do. They would take a portion of their income or of their assets and take an oath to give that to God someday. That's what Korban means. It's a gift dedicated to God. If something has been dedicated to God, then it would be morally wrong to give it to someone else, even if that's your own elderly parents. And that's what people did to retain wealth instead of providing for their elderly parents. They would designate stuff Korban and then say, "Sorry, I can't give it to you, it belongs to God." And that's what Jesus is objecting to in Mark chapter 7, verse 11. The very religious people in Jesus' audience here in Mark 7 intentionally applied God's word in ways that helped them avoid the difficult applications of other portions of God's word. Or, in the words of Jesus, you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. And Jesus said that in verse 9, and that's a quote from the NIV. Now, do we do that? Do we ever apply Scripture in ways that let us off the hook for obeying other passages of Scripture? If we use the truth of God's electing grace, say, as an excuse not to share the gospel, then we're doing something like the Pharisees did. What about if we buy a large house for the good of our family, but then say we can't tithe and pay the mortgage at the same time? What about if we volunteer to serve in one ministry in order to avoid getting into a small group or coming to the worship service? Consider what Jesus said about this practice of Korban that the Pharisees had. He said, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." And that's verses 6 and 7 from the NIV. Don't apply one command of God's word in a way that makes you avoid obeying another command of God's word. Because doing that reveals a heart that is distant from God, according to Jesus. Not one that wants to honor and obey him. So, as a Christian, one who desires to honor and obey God. We need to accept all of God's commands and seek to live them out by the grace of Christ. Because living them out, being obedient to Christ's commands, is an expression of our love for Him. So, take all of Christ's commands seriously and be obedient to them because you love the Lord. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and there you can subscribe to them as a podcast in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify, or you can subscribe to them as an email newsletter that goes out to you daily. There's a fresh release of these, both in the podcast and in the email, and that release will cue you to be in God's Word every day. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no risk to you, and there's no cost to you, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support, thank you for considering that. Please go to dailypbj.com/support to sign up. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.